Navigating tough conversations at work with confidence. Difficult workplace discussions are an inevitable part of professional life. Whether you're addressing a conflict with a colleague, providing critical feedback to a team member, or negotiating a sensitive issue with a superior, these conversations can be emotionally charged and professionally challenging. However, when handled with tact, empathy, and strategic communication, they can also be opportunities for growth, collaboration, and stronger workplace relationships. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore actionable strategies to manage tough talks effectively, leveraging emotional intelligence and proven communication techniques to achieve positive outcomes. From understanding the psychology behind difficult discussions to mastering the art of active listening, this article will equip you with the tools to transform potentially contentious encounters into constructive dialogues. With the right approach, you can address issues head-on while maintaining professionalism and respect. Let's dive into the key principles and practical steps for handling difficult conversations in the workplace, ensuring that you not only survive these moments but thrive through them. Why difficult workplace discussions are so challenging? Before we delve into strategies, it's important to understand why these conversations often feel so daunting. Workplace discussions can become difficult due to a variety of factors, including differing perspectives, heightened emotions, power dynamics, and the fear of damaging professional relationships. When stakes are high, such as during performance reviews, conflict resolution, or discussions about workplace policies, the potential for misunderstanding or defensiveness increases. Emotionally charged topics can trigger stress responses, making it harder to communicate clearly or listen effectively. Additionally, many professionals lack formal training in conflict resolution or emotional intelligence, leaving them unprepared to navigate these situations. The good news? With the right mindset and skills, you can turn these challenges into opportunities for better understanding and collaboration. For deeper insights into clear communication, check out The Importance of Clarity in Communication, Why It Matters More Than Ever. Preparing for a difficult conversation. 1. Clarify your objectives. Before initiating a tough discussion, take time to define your goals. Are you seeking to resolve a conflict, provide constructive feedback, or address a misunderstanding? Having a clear purpose will help you stay focused and prevent the conversation from veering off track. Write down your key points to ensure you cover everything without getting sidetracked by emotions or irrelevant details. 2. Reflect on your emotions. Difficult conversations often evoke strong feelings, frustration, anxiety, or even anger. Self-awareness is crucial here. Acknowledge how you're feeling and consider how those emotions might influence your tone or body language. Taking a few moments to calm yourself through deep breathing or a short break can make a significant difference in how you come across. 3. Anticipate reactions. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. How might they interpret your message? What concerns or emotions could they bring to the table? Anticipating their perspective allows you to prepare responses to potential objections or emotional reactions, ensuring the conversation remains constructive. 4. Choose the right time and place. Timing and environment play a critical role in the success of a difficult discussion. Avoid addressing sensitive issues in public settings or during high-stress periods. Instead, schedule a private meeting in a neutral, comfortable space where both parties can speak openly without interruptions. If privacy isn't an option, be mindful of your surroundings to maintain confidentiality and respect. Key strategies for effective communication during tough talks. Once you're prepared, the way you approach the conversation itself can make or break the outcome. Here are some essential strategies to keep in mind. 1. Start with empathy and respect. Begin the conversation by acknowledging the other person's perspective or contributions. A simple statement like, "I appreciate the effort you've put into this project," or "I understand this might be a tough topic to discuss," can set a positive tone. Showing empathy demonstrates that you value the relationship and are approaching the discussion with goodwill, not hostility. 2. Use I statements. Frame your concerns from your own perspective to avoid sounding accusatory. For example, instead of saying, "You always miss deadlines," try, "I've noticed that deadlines have been challenging to meet, and I'm concerned about the impact on our team." This approach focuses on the issue rather than placing blame, reducing the likelihood of defensiveness. 3. Practice active listening. Listening is just as important as speaking in difficult conversations. Give the other person your full attention, avoid interrupting or planning your response while they're talking. Nod, maintain eye contact, and paraphrase their points to show understanding, e.g., "So what I'm hearing is that you felt overlooked in the decision-making process. Is that correct?" Active listening builds trust and ensures both parties feel heard. 4. Stay calm and composed. Even if the conversation becomes heated, maintain your composure. Avoid raising your voice, using sarcasm, or displaying negative body language like crossing your arms. If emotions escalate, suggest taking a brief pause to regroup. Staying calm signals confidence and professionalism, encouraging the other person to mirror your behavior. 5. Focus on solutions, not problems. While it's necessary to address the issue at hand, dwelling on negatives can derail the conversation. Shift the focus toward finding mutually beneficial solutions. Ask open-ended questions like, "How can we work together to improve this situation?" or "What steps can we take to ensure this doesn't happen again?" This collaborative approach fosters teamwork and reduces tension. Leveraging emotional intelligence in difficult discussions. Emotional intelligence, EQ, is the ability to recognize and manage your own emotions while understanding and influencing the emotions of others. It's a cornerstone of handling difficult workplace discussions effectively. Here's how to apply EQ in these situations. Self-regulation, keep your emotions in check, even when provoked. If you feel yourself getting frustrated, take deep breaths or mentally refocus on your objectives. Self-regulation prevents impulsive reactions that could escalate the situation. Empathy, strive to understand the other person's feelings and motivations. Are they stressed, insecure, or feeling undervalued? Empathy allows you to address underlying issues rather than just surface-level conflicts, leading to more meaningful resolutions. Social skills, building strong interpersonal relationships can make tough conversations less intimidating. Invest time in mastering the art of business networking to develop the social acumen needed for navigating workplace dynamics. Strong connections often lead to greater trust, making difficult discussions more manageable. Common scenarios and how to handle them. Let's explore some typical difficult workplace discussions and tailored strategies for each. 1. Giving constructive feedback. When providing negative feedback, balance criticism with positivity. Use the sandwich method: start with praise, address areas for improvement, and end on a positive note. Be specific about behaviors or actions rather than personal traits, and offer actionable suggestions for growth. 2. Addressing interpersonal conflict. Conflicts between colleagues can disrupt team dynamics. Act as a mediator if needed, encouraging both parties to express their perspectives without interruption. Focus on common goals and shared interests to rebuild collaboration. 4. Tips on fostering powerful professional relationships. Read Networking with Confidence, Strategies for Building Powerful Connections. 3. Discussing salary or promotions. Negotiating compensation or advancement is often uncomfortable but necessary. Prepare by researching market standards and highlighting your achievements. Approach the conversation with confidence and a willingness to compromise, focusing on how your contributions add value to the organization. 4. Disagreeing with a superior. Challenging a manager requires diplomacy. Acknowledge their perspective first, then present your viewpoint as a suggestion or alternative rather than a contradiction. Frame your input as a way to support the team's goals, ensuring the discussion remains professional. Turning challenges into opportunities. Difficult workplace discussions don't have to be setbacks, they can be catalysts for personal and professional development. Each tough conversation is a chance to refine your communication skills, build resilience, and strengthen workplace relationships. Approaching these moments with a growth mindset allows you to learn from each experience, whether the outcome is ideal or not. Moreover, mastering these skills can elevate your professional presence. As you become more adept at handling sensitive topics, you'll gain the respect of colleagues and leaders alike. This can open doors to new opportunities, from leadership roles to impactful collaborations. For entrepreneurs looking to expand their influence, effective communication is key. Learn more in the Art of Effective Networking for Entrepreneurs. Building a supportive network for ongoing growth. Handling difficult conversations becomes easier when you have a strong professional network to lean on. Trusted mentors, peers, or colleagues can provide advice, feedback, and emotional support before and after tough discussions. Building authentic connections is essential. Explore strategies in how to build a strong network without feeling forced. A supportive network also offers diverse perspectives, helping you approach conversations with broader insight. Whether you're debriefing a challenging talk or preparing for an upcoming one, having a circle of trusted professionals can make all the difference in your confidence and effectiveness. Overcoming common pitfalls. Even with the best preparation, difficult discussions can go awry. Here are some common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Letting emotions take over. If tempers flare, pause the conversation and suggest revisiting it later. Acknowledge emotions without letting them dictate your responses. Failing to follow up, After a tough discussion, check in with the other person to ensure clarity and reinforce any agreements made. A simple email or quick chat can prevent lingering misunderstandings. Avoiding the issue, procrastinating on difficult conversations often worsens the problem. Address issues promptly to prevent escalation and maintain trust. Conclusion. Navigating tough conversations at work is a skill that requires patience, empathy, and practice. By preparing thoroughly, communicating with clarity and respect, and leveraging emotional intelligence, you can transform challenging discussions into opportunities for growth and collaboration. Remember that the goal isn't to win the conversation but to reach a mutual understanding that benefits everyone involved. As you build these skills, you will not only improve your workplace relationships but also enhance your professional reputation. Difficult discussions are a natural part of any career journey. Embrace them as chances to demonstrate leadership and resilience. With the strategies outlined in this guide, you are well equipped to handle even the most challenging workplace talks with confidence and poise.